Well, hello guys, Solo Man here. Well, how free are you out there? Well, here in the UK, we're getting less and less free. There seems to be new laws and regulations coming out every other day. And I'm going to share a few stories here with you and some of the new rules that have come in. One of the new rules involves cyclists, you know. Now, I have nothing wrong with cyclists, except when they're on the roads here, they think they own the road. They have an attitude. And the thing is, cyclists here don't have insurance. So if they hit your car or anything, you have no way to claim it. They have plenty of cycle tracks, in, you know, on the grass and everything else, which is good for them. But the roads in the UK are not wide, they're narrow. There's hardly room for two cars, let alone a cyclist as well. And they are the bane of drivers here. And what happens, a cyclist is on the side of the road, you know, pedaling along up a hill really slow. And because the road's so narrow, you have to wait for it to be clear to be able to pass, which of course causes tailback traffic. But the cyclist doesn't care about that. In fact, I think they're happy about that. They have this sort of attitude, you know. And they've all spent thousands on their gear. They all got the same gear. And they perceive themselves to be the good people and we're the bad. Then they all want to use the road, of course, until it comes to a red light. Then they want to just go round it. Apparently the law doesn't apply to them to stop. And also if there's a traffic obstacle, they can go up on the pavement to go round it. These are special laws for them, of course. But a new rule has come in the UK, where the cyclist is allowed now to ride in the middle of the road. Yes, you heard that correct, in the middle of the road. So now they put themselves even in more danger by being in the middle of the road. And there's no way round a cyclist like that, so the tailbacks of traffic will go back for miles. I have no idea who made this rule up, but they're obviously an idiot. I'll put the links to these stories down below. It's almost like the other rule they made where they had cycle lanes in town and the cycle lanes were actually going opposite direction than the cars. So if there was a hit, it would probably kill the cyclist. Another law that would probably kill a few more cyclists or at least cause congestion on all the roads. And another law that apparently came in today, I never knew it was coming. It's for smokers, of course. As you know, they hate smokers. They want us to quit, but if we don't quit, we'll have to pay and be persecuted because of our life choice. There's already a law that if you throw a cigarette butt down in town, you get £100 fine. Now there's a new law that if you throw a cigarette out the window, you get another £100 fine. I mean, let's assume you're driving along a country road, the cigarette is completely dead and cold, and you throw the cigarette. And then you'll get fined £100. But isn't a cigarette butt biodegradable? Ah, but that's not the point. They want you to stop smoking. And that's the point. I mean, I'm actually surprised they're still letting us smoke in the car. Don't worry. That'll be next. I'll put a link to it down below. It's kind of like almost like the pandemic. They're alienating certain people. Almost like they did with lepers in the olden days. Now, here's another story that's a bit strange, but it's happening more and more. This place is somewhere near Kazakhstan or something like that. It's a very awkward name. Well, you'll be able to see where it is by the link of the news story. This woman went to the zoo with her 3-year-old daughter. And at the bear enclosure, she picked the daughter up and was attempting to throw her into the bear. People tried to stop her, but she got away with it anyway and threw the little girl in. The bear was a big bear. It came over and sniffed the little girl and then just walked away. And the keepers got the bear into another area and went and saved the little girl who had concussion and some scratches. And of course was in shock. But let's say they couldn't get the bear away from the little girl. Then the bear would be killed, wouldn't it? All because his femon threw the little girl in there. The bear would have lost its life. But the little girl could have lost her life by just being thrown in there. Just by the fall alone. But they don't know why the mother threw the little girl in. But it's pretty obvious to me. She wanted the little girl to die. Why else would you throw a little girl like that into a bear enclosure? But she's a femon, so she will be deemed crazy or whatever, or having a sight episode, maybe even a heavy period, and will be treated with kid gloves. When really she should be charged with attempted murder and go to jail for a very, very long time. Well, I know in the story it says she's going to be charged with attempted murder, but I can't see that happening. I certainly can't see her going to jail for a very long time. Of course, on the other hand, if it was a man who did that, different story. Yes, it seems every day our freedoms are being worn away, one little small step at a time. When laws are brought in, they never get removed. They just keep on adding up. And I expect soon you'll probably need confirmation and written permission in triplicate to boink your girlfriend or your wife. It seems like the world has the same pandemic, and the pandemic is overreach of the government. And if things don't change, enjoy the little freedom you have now, because it'll only get worse. And although I'm not American, I'm Canadian. It's Budweiser time. See you later, guys.